I'm kind of nervous about this.
Why?
What if I go off a cliff?
Don't worry about that. It's impossible. All the ski runs are carefully marked. And if there is something that might be dangerous, like a cliff or something, then they often put a fence around it.
I think I'm going to break my leg.
No, you're not. First, I'll ski with you for half an hour or so. We'll go on the bunny hill. Then you have your lesson at 10:45.
What is the Bunny Hill?
The bunny hill is the easiest run on the mountain. It isn't steep at all. It is for first-time skiers. Don't worry about this. It will be fun.
So they have runs for different kinds of skiers? They have runs for advanced skiers and runs for beginners?
Absolutely. Look at this map. You can see all the runs on the mountain on this map. The advanced runs are marked with black diamonds, and the beginner runs have green circles. Look. The intermediate runs have blue squares.
So why don't I get a map like that?
I'll get you one. But you don't need it right now, because you will be staying on the bunny hill, probably until lunch at least.
And you won't be bored on the Bunny Hill?
Yes, I will. But I will stay with you until your lesson begins. Then I'll go take a couple more advanced runs. Then we'll meet for lunch.
I should have invited some friends to come with me.
Why?
I think I'm going to be lonely on this trip. You will always want to go to the advanced runs.
No, that's not true. I will have a good time skiing with you. I think it's good if we spend a lot of time on the mountain together. I came on this trip with you, but I also think you will get tired quickly because you aren't experienced as a skier. So you will probably spend some more time shopping in the town or hanging out in the lodge.
And then you can get rid of me.
Don't be so sour. I have no reason to get rid of you. I will ski on the beginner's runs with you, and then sometimes I will go ski on the advanced runs. We will have a good time here. You'll see.
Well, all right.